What is the difference in the shape or the color of the meat or what?
Well, there is a difference in the color of some meat. Have what they call a yellow meated watermelon, which the meat is a bright yellow. Mm-hmm. And then you sometimes refer to them as the color of the seed. Mm-hmm. They have a native watermelon in this part of the country that you don't see anywhere else, mm-hmm. which is called the little red seed.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to tell the particular color of the meat of a watermelon without cutting it?
No. But yellow meat is kind of rare. It's not grown for commercial.
Yeah. What do you call these things? You see them sometimes growing out in people's yards, or they might grow on stumps or logs. They look a little bit like an umbrella. They have a slender stalk and
mushroom.
Mushroom. Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Well, there's a certain type that I've heard them call. Puffballs.
Puffballs. Have you ever heard people refer to those things as toadstools?
Yes, I've heard that
reference. Is that the same thing as a mushroom, basically?
Well, generally it is, but toadstool is kind of supposed to be referred to as a certain variety of a mushroom.
I see. Okay. What do you call these things that people smoke? Some of them are slender and white. Some of them are longer and brown.
You talking about a cigarette?
Mm-hmm. Or a
cigar?
Okay. If you were at a party, somebody might be playing the piano and people would probably be standing around him doing what he's playing and they'd be?
Dancing or...
Okay, dancing or...
Talking.
Or...
singing.
Okay. And if somebody is telling a real funny story after he gets through, they'd probably be what?
Laughing.
Okay. If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be to you.
A bother to you.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe...
a burden.
Okay. Do people around here say, I don't want to be obligated or... or maybe I don't want to be beholden to you?
Well, not too often. They take that in a way as an offensive remark.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about if somebody asks you to do a certain job, you might say, well, sure, I...
we'll help, or we'll do it for you. We'll help you do it.
Okay. Or, sure, I can do it.
I can do it.
All right. Or what about if you're not able? Instead of I can, you'd say I...
I'm unable to do that.
No, I can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work for them right then and there? You might say, well, now, I got up before sunup and I... all I'm going to today.
I did all I'm going to.
Okay. What about if there was a very bad accident up the road, you might run up there to help, but there was really no need to call the doctor because by the time you got there, the victim was...
had died.
Okay. What about if you were looking at your corn out in the field, and it's very unusual because the corn is so short at this time of year. And talking about that, you might say, well, at this time of the year, it...
should be much taller.
Okay. What about if a boy says to another one, well, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
bet you won't.
Do you ever hear people around here say, instead of, I bet you dare not go through the graveyard, I bet you daren't? Do you hear that much around here?
No.
Daren't, or maybe doesn't? Have you ever heard that word used?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you have...